International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 6. Day 5. Outline. Capital C. They spent a considerable amount of time speaking with boldness in the Lord, who testified to the word of His grace. Number 1. We need to see the significance of the expression "the word of His grace" in verse 3. Number 2. The phrase "the word of His grace" denotes certain dispensational points. The word of the Lord's grace replaces the law. Number 3. This phrase is a strong indication of a change of dispensation, of a change of God's arrangement in His economy. Capital D. They had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. Number 1. Grace is the triune God becoming life and everything to us. Number 2. The grace that motivated Paul and operated in him was a living person, the resurrected Christ, the embodiment of God the Father who became the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit, who dwelt in him as his everything. Capital E. We believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus we are saved in the same way also as they are. Number 1. This grace comprises the Lord's person and His redemptive work. Number 2. Peter and the Jewish believers were saved by this grace, not by keeping the law of Moses. This is the end of today's outline.